What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Austin. Today, I'm here with
Amelia Osas,
Tatum Bodert.
And Amelia and Tatum are both committed to play Division I field hockey. Amelia at the University of Davidson and Tatum at the University of Louisville. And we're just going to ask a couple questions and get some field hockey insight because there's no better people that can tell you besides these two. So we're going to start with Amelia. So how would you say Shaw has helped prepare you for the next level?
I feel like these past 3 years have been, there's been a lot of like intense moments at practices, like especially two-a-days in the summer. I know Tim can agree those two-a-days are really hard, but in the moment it seems awful, but once you're done, you see how much it's helped you to be prepared for season. And not just to be prepared for season, but it's also kind of a foreshadow of what the next couple years will look like for the girls that want to play in college. You know, it's a lot of dedication and time, and so it just shows you like what it's going to look like and how you need to develop the skill of time management.
And then, so what was it, so not everyone gets to do this, but you were able to play varsity with your sister.
Yes.
What would you say that was like?
I remember last year when she made JV, I was really hoping that her sophomore year she'd make varsity, and when she made the varsity like list, I started crying because I was so happy to be able to play with her. We've been playing field hockey for so many years, and we've never gotten to play like on the same field together, and it just was really special, and it was really special to, you know, savor every single last moment on Horton Field with her and be with her as much as I can. And it makes me sad knowing that like I'll never get to play with her again.
Yeah. So how did you help like prepare her for the next steps? Like, you know, you're not going to be there, like that she'll have to lead the team someday.
I just feel like her seeing me leave now, and she's really close with like Tatum and all the upperclassmen, she's just kind of realized like she needs to take advantage of what she has with Sacred Heart Field Hockey, and you know, just looking up to me and looking up to all the other girls and seeing how it is.
And then what would you say made Davidson more appealing than other schools you could have gone to? Because you probably had a lot of options that you could have chosen from.
My biggest thing for me was that I wanted the like a balance between social life, academics, and field hockey, and I wanted to be able to play Division I, and I really wanted somewhere where I could pursue my like pursue the major of pre-med and not have, you know, the coaches being like, you can't do that. But at Davidson, they really make sure that all athletes can reach their academic excellence, and so I was like, that was like my biggest thing. And then I just fell in love with the coaches and the team. I was so loved by every single one of them, and it meant so much that they wanted me there.
And so what do you want to get out of Davidson? Because, you know, you'd be there for 3 to 4 years. What's like your goal there? Do you want to, is it to win, or is it just to develop and, you know, focus more on your major?
For me, it's to, you know, coming out of Sacred Heart Field Hockey, I really want something where I can have a community and a sisterhood like I had at Shaw, and that's like really something that I strive for to have, hopefully on the Davidson field hockey team, and maybe not even just on the field hockey team, but you know, with other community-based groups there at Davidson. But having the combination of good Davidson field hockey and academics is my biggest thing, and just helping me develop as a person and to set me up in the future.
And so also you played for club. How would you say that, like, the difference between field hockey in high school and then club field hockey kind of helped you develop skills? Because in a lot of different aspects, club can help get you recruited more in high school, per se.
Yeah, I feel like club has a lot of advantages because you get to play with people, you know, from different parts of the U.S., and you get to play with girls that are really competitive. And you know, for example, like we have a bunch of USA girls this year. We have 4 girls going back to the second tryout. Last year on my national team, there's 3 girls that went to Europe to go for the juniors USA team. So it just helps me really develop my skill to the next level. And even just playing against other girls that who are, you know, really top recruits in my class helps me just be better as an athlete. I feel like high school is does help me be better, and I feel like it pushes me kind of in a different way, because you're with, it's like, yes, you're super close with your club team, but you only have practices 2 times a week, but, you know, with your high school team, you're with them all the time, and it's like, real commitment, you know, like, you're there on time every single time, like, no excuses, like, you show up and show out. So I just think that's the biggest thing, like, biggest difference between the two, is that high school's like, you're, it feels like you're almost, I don't know, you're just so, like, intertwined. Mm-hmm. And then club, you're also super close, but you get that extra, like, outside competition, which you also get in Sacred Heart because you go to other, you go to other states to play other schools, but it's just, like, a different feel. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, in a lot of aspects, you know, like, AAU or, like, club is, like, mm-hmm. oh, we lost, but it's, like, you're getting your name out there. It's almost mm-hmm. more of, like, the back of the jersey. Yeah. You're getting your name out there. Well, like, for Sacred Heart, it's, like, I want to put it all out there so the team can win.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone else can do it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go over to Tatum, who the last time she was here had a torn ACL, and thankfully she's back on the field and had a great season this year. So the first question is, what was the transition back to playing like after the ACL injury? Like, that first game that, like, okay, I'm back. Like, was there a lot of, oh, God, like, how does this feel? Like,
yeah, so I'm actually really grateful for my recovery. I felt like everything went smoothly, and I really took my time with it. You know, that was the hard part. Like, I was good to go at 10 months, but doctors didn't want me playing until 12, so kind of just waiting. That was definitely difficult. But once I finally got back out on the field, like, obviously I didn't come out 100%. So, like, I'd spend, you know, 2 days when we started training this summer, I would spend, like, I'd be, like, 50-50, you know, like, mm-hmm. with the running. I wouldn't do everything, but, like, I'd push myself to how far I could go, and I knew when to stop. But that was also the hard part, like, knowing when to stop, because I want to do everything,
yeah.
you know, but you can't. So when August rolled around and we had our first game, I was talking to the coaches about how, what's going to work best for me. You know, like, obviously I can't go play for 60 minutes right now. So we decided on, I'd start every 5 minutes of every quarter. And eventually, you know, that just ended up progressing and I was playing the whole game. I guess, like, my first game coming back, I didn't really think anything of it. You know, I was back playing the sport I loved and I didn't really notice my knee. I wasn't really scared or anything. I did notice myself jumping, I guess, if a ball was, if someone was flying at me, I'd, like, step back from them, but, no, it was definitely a lot more, like, I was just glad to be back than I was scared to be out there, mm-hmm. you know? I guess the most mentally challenging thing for me was going, playing at Cal's Field where I yeah. did tear my ACL. that was just kind of something, like, I was thinking about it, like, oh, I hate this field, like, it's a new field, I really hate it, like, you gotta protect your knees and stuff, but, again, when I, like, stepped out there to play the game, I didn't even think about it.
I feel like that's one of the hardest parts with an injury is, like, you know, you want to go push yourself so hard to get back out there, but it's, like, that's what, like, doctors and, like, trainers have to do is protect you so you don't hurt yourself even more.
Right, and it's hard, because in the moment, you don't notice anything, I mean, you're not hurting, you don't notice, you know, what you might be doing, but when you go home and lay down at night and your knee or whatever is aching, it's like, oh, I should probably step back yeah. a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you were one of the captains on the team. Was there ever a feeling of added pressure to, you know, put your team on the back, on your back, like, you know, you're down, it's like, I gotta do this all by myself, or, like, how did you take that responsibility of being a captain?
Yeah, so there was actually, I guess you could say there were a lot of difficult times, mm-hmm. But I guess that did come from, like, I felt like having that title, well, here, I'll start with this. There were 12 seniors on the team, mm-hmm. and only two captains. And I guess having that title made some people think, like, oh, like, she's in charge, like, she's the one that should be making all the rules or whatever. And our team did kind of have some, I don't want to say problems, but some, like, disagreement with this, I guess. It took us a while to figure out that everyone has a role and everyone should be playing their role. Like, as captain, I shouldn't be the only one making decisions, like, the only one trying to enforce the rules of the game and, like, how our team should, you know, set the mood to come out and stuff. So I guess in the beginning of the season, it was hard trying to figure out everyone's role and trying to get everyone to come together and have all the seniors step up together as leaders. Mm-hmm. It was definitely frustrating at sometimes when people would, not necessarily get mad at me, but just be mad at or like disappointed with some of the decisions I made or things I said, which, yeah, I didn't say the right thing every time, but I just think it took a while for the team to realize that everything I was doing was for their best interest and that I needed help, you know? Like, it wasn't just Evie and I, who was the other captain. It wasn't just us two against the team. Like, we were all together, and we needed everyone to step up. So we had a talk about this, and we actually got a sports psychiatrist to come in and talk to our team, just trying about, like, talking about all the different roles and stuff. And you can step in.
Yeah, I feel like this year was really different from other years because it felt, I mean, obviously, as Tatum said, it was a little, like, difficult at the beginning, everyone realizing, like, they have different roles on the team, even, like, the underclassmen, but I feel like looking back on this season, it wasn't like, oh, like, as the season ended, oh, she's the senior, I'm the sophomore. Like, I feel like when I was a sophomore, it was definitely, like, there was a huge gap between everybody, between the seniors and the sophomores, and I know Tatum can agree with that. But this year, it felt more like everyone was, like, really intertwined. There was not really, like, by the end of season, there was no, like, she's the captain, she's this, she's that. Like, it was just, like, everyone was together and everyone was doing their part.
Yeah, I could totally agree with that. Once we, and you could see it in our playing, too. Like, once we figured out, everyone figured out that they had a role and that everyone's voice was important, like, our play on the field and just our connection off the field got so much better. And, like, it was just a lot more fun being together. So.
Yeah, I can attest to that because I actually had to call a team meeting for the basketball team yesterday because we were having some of our own issues. Mm-hmm. But, like, the power of buying in is so real, especially in sports, because, like, if you don't have a complete buy-in for everyone just buying into their specific role, you're never going to win because the last player on the bench, the first player has to just fill their role the best they possibly can because no one's going to be like you when they're scoring all the goals or like you when you're doing your job. It's like sometimes not everyone can be on the field to do their job, but like you just got to accept the fact that when it's my turn, if I buy in enough, I'll be ready to go.
Right. I think that was challenging for us, but we did realize that everyone on the team deserved to be on the team and, you know, they just played their role and did their best, and that came from the sideline and on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would you say, like, what ways of leadership did you use that were most effective to the team, like, you know, getting them to buy in almost?
I'd say, I guess how I lead is through communication, maybe. Like, I talk a lot. People could say that. But I definitely, you know, would talk to the seniors mostly. It wouldn't be me just asking the other captain a question. It'd be me talking to the seniors, asking what I can do to help better their season. And then it'd be what we can do, like the seniors together to help the underclassmen. There were definitely points in the season where I probably wasn't everyone's favorite because I did yell and maybe I got a little too into it and too mad. But I realized that and I took a step back. But I definitely think I led through communication and also just my actions. I felt like everyone knew how into it I was. I mean, like, Sager Heart Field Hockey meant everything to me, right? Like, we had 4 months to prove who we were and what we were here to do. And I think that me showing up every day, you know, going, and this includes everyone, just like all the seniors especially, showing up every day, playing their hardest, you know, doing their hardest off and on the field, it really demonstrates good leadership for everyone to look up to.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned that there were some times where, like, it wasn't smooth sailing, like, it was kind of rocky. How were you able to rally the girls to stay together and not just have a full-blown crisis to where everyone doesn't want to be there? Like, how were you able to rally the girls together and just bring it all back from before it became into something bigger?
So we went on a trip this year to Pennsylvania. It was our first field hockey trip out of the state, out of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost every game. and it was just, it was really bad. It wasn't necessarily bad field hockey, it was just as a team chemistry, everything, it was really bad. And unfortunately, that weekend, our head coach couldn't make it. She had a funeral to attend, but even without her, with or without her, I don't think it could have gone any better than it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
But I think that was kind of like an awakening. Like, I was like, oh, okay. So from that tournament, I went and I kind of just talked to my coach. I was just like, all these girls are like, none of them look up to me right now. Like, they're all questioning why they chose me as captain. And like, that just, I didn't take anything personally because I knew that it was just a rough patch at the time. Mm-hmm. But I think to rally, like, keep everyone together, I don't know, it was almost like we needed time apart for a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we needed to all take a step back and, like, just realize what we were here to do. We all had the same goal in mind, and that's state. And at the time, we were pretty early into our season still. So it was just like, you know, we wanted to, how did we want our season to end? Did we want to remember our season as a complete, like show? Or, like, did we want to have a good senior season, you know?
I feel like when that happened, we took a break from each other, and I feel like just 2 days off, because you're with each other all the time.
Literally,
like, 25. You see them at school, like, you're literally emailing at school about after school, pregame, after school practice, whatever it is, and then you go to practice for 2 hours, and then if after school, if it's a pregame, then you go to the pregame 2 hours before, and then you warm up an hour before, then the game's an hour and a half, with all the time stops and all that, so you're just with each other so much, and sometimes it gets rowdy, and just a 2 day break helps everyone reconnect and refocus on what the goal is.
So I guess it wasn't just me, you know, keeping everyone together. It was everyone individually just reminding themselves if they really wanted to be there. You know, and I did say that a couple times, if you don't want to be here, leave. Get your ass out
the
door.
It's the truth.
But no, everyone on our team, and I mean everyone, wanted to be there, and they truly showed it toward the end of the season, and I couldn't be more proud than every single one of them.
Yeah. Especially with basketball, too. We're together so much, every day, then game days, and just everything else. It's sometimes I don't like you, right now. I don't like you. I don't want to be here, because, it's almost like they're another family. It's you have to be with them and the coaching staff every day. It's I don't agree with you, but you can't just walk out. It's not a real family. You can just be I need a break.
Right.
You just gotta fight through it. And I think it's one of the hardest things that can happen, but I think it's some of the best things that can happen. When you experience a rough patch early, so you can fix it. Because if you go the whole season without adversity, let's say you're at the state game, then you have your first bit of adversity there, it's oh shit, how do we handle this? Because we've never handled it before.
Yeah, I am thankful for how our season went. It may not have started perfectly, but in my eyes, we ended pretty strong. I mean, we didn't win, but in a lot of ways, we did.
Yeah.
So.
And then, so what are you most excited for about Louisville?
I am really excited for you, Bella. I think mostly I'm excited to just be, find another family. I have my Sacred Heart family, and I will always have that team. And I'm just excited to be a part of another one, meet those girls, play with them, compete with them. I'm also really excited just, for the competitive fact. We're in the ACC, I could argue the hardest division to play in. And there's going to be a lot of competition, and that's what I love. I love competing and winning and losing, and I think U of L is going to give me a great shot to win, you know?
So this next couple are for both of you. So there was some off the field things that came up this year that, it's really hard to deal with. How were you able to use those things to keep the team together from expanding?
I think it was really hard, and I think the biggest thing was, it was kind of, you know, when things start to get kind of rough, it was like first week of October and stuff, but I think the biggest thing was we all just realized that we're there for each other no matter what, and it showed how much we truly not only care for the sport, but care for each and single one of, like, mm-hmm. everybody, what they need. Like, we're there any drop of the second, like, send a text out, we're there. Like, mm-hmm. we were just such a big support system for everybody, mm-hmm. and I think that led to us honestly finishing the season so well and so connected, because everyone started to click and be like, wow, this really is a second family for me. This really is, you know, everything that I've wanted, and this has really worked out, and I think that was just the biggest thing.
Yeah. I mean, our team went through a lot, but more than probably any other team has ever gone through.
Yeah.
And it's obviously affected people individually greatly, but as a team, it kind of just made everyone realize that, like, people have their own stuff going on, and you don't want to say something rude about someone because you don't know what's going on at home.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think that people really realized that on our team. Like, people, our teammates went through some really hard stuff. And I completely agree with Amelia. It really just showed how there we were for each other, how much of a family, how much we loved each other, you know, how much of a team we were.
And how we weren't just playing for ourselves, but playing for something greater and better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you all were, so JV freshman year, and then varsity the rest of them. What would you say was the greatest moment that you two had playing with each other?
I have a couple, you know, pictures in mind. I think it was sophomore year. We were at Mercy Academy. It was freezing cold. It was region finals, and I remember Tatum comes up to me, she was like, let's go do this. She like gives me a hug. And then another one was Apple, either last year or the year before. I have another one too, and we both got a goal together and gave me the biggest hug. And then the most recent one was in Apple this year. We got a goal against Assumption, and Tatum looks at me and she goes, this is going right to you. I go, let's go. Like, it was 0-0, and I was like, we got to get this in. And I see Tatum hit the ball, and it hits right my stick, and it was, like, just the most, like, amazing connection. Like, I have been playing with Tatum since, like, what, we were third grade?
Yeah.
Like, club since, like, sixth grade, and high grade school since third grade. So I just feel like we just have a connection that is, like, kind of, it's kind of hard to explain, but we just know exactly what each other need on and off the field, and where we're going to be on the field.
Yeah. I mean, it is awesome. Like, having been playing together for so long, I almost know exactly what she's going to do. You know, like, I know how she plays. I know what's going through her head. I know what she's going to say. That's why I don't take anything she says personally. but I'd say I didn't know all those moments on the field were awesome. But I think, you know, overall, just being with her all 4 years at Sacred Heart, right next to each other, with each other the whole time, walking out on that field together, has just been my favorite part of the whole thing. And I'm really going to miss playing with her.
Me too. And we don't get to play against each other next year because we're not in the same conference.
Yeah.
So it'll be sad.
So if there was anything you would go back and change, what would it be?
Oh, gosh.
Go back and change.
I think for me, it's not being so negative and so hard on myself and trusting the process. Because, you know, as a sophomore, you're so eager to get out on that field and prove yourself. And at the time when, at the beginning of season, I wasn't starting yet, and I was very self-conscious about that and, you know, doubting myself, and I just needed to realize in that moment that there was something greater for me, that it was just so that I could, you know, be able and be prepared to get on that field with that type of competition. Because honestly, like, it's when you play Assumption, it's like a whole nother, like, it's a whole nother type of pressure that you can't even explain. Like, it feels, it's not like any other game. Like, yes, it's all the other games might be really competitive, but, you know, like, when playing Cal or Assumption, it's just like, there's a whole nother level of expectation. So I think in that moment, I should have realized that not to be so hard on myself and just that, you know, I was still young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Wow. if I could go back and change anything, it would probably be my sophomore year on varsity. I know just as a sophomore, I didn't really have much of a say on what went on, but I think that that year could have been something special, and it should have been, obviously. But I think that what I would have changed was probably just my interaction with the team. It's a missed opportunity that I had. I should have gotten closer with those seniors, you know. I should have put myself more out there. And I think that if we had connected as a team, that team could have gone so far.
Yeah.
And I guess I would just change.
I think that season was, it was a little bit hard because those seniors had won two states back to back, and so they kind of had a different expectation for us that, I mean, none of us had really experienced it. I mean, there was a lot of new juniors that year, right? Yeah. So it was pretty split on new people and like returning varsity players, but
yeah.
That's it.
So obviously recruiting is not the easiest process in the world. So what would you tell the people or the underclassmen that are trying to get recruited right now? What's the biggest thing they should do right now to try to get recruited?
I honestly never thought I would end up at Davidson. It was not my top choice at first, but I think just putting yourself out there, and even if you don't, like, obviously you start to get organized and think about what division you want to play and maybe even what conference, but put yourself out there and showcases, but most importantly, go to camps and clinics and put yourself in front of the coaches. And, you know, when people start calling you, don't cross this list, don't cross a school off your list because you think you might be, you know, too good for them or they don't have anything that you like that offers them, because you might be surprised. Like, I was surprised by how much I fell in love with Davidson, and I was looking into it, but it was, like I said, not my top choice at first. But you just have to go in it with kind of like zero expectations and be open-minded to everything.
Mm-hmm. I'd just say, yeah, like, go to camps, go to clinics, like, email the coaches. I mean, I could tell you half the colleges that reached out to me weren't interested in me until I showed them that I was interested in them. And honestly, I think you really just need to email coaches, like, bug them with emails, and then go to their camps, say hi, go to their clinics.
Send videos if you can't go to their clinics.
And then, obviously, just show them that you're interested in them.
Because you might surprise yourself.
Oh, yeah. Going into June 15th, which is the date that you can receive offers or talk to coaches, you need to keep your expectations low. You shouldn't think anything of that day. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to call you, who's going to email you. And you shouldn't expect anything either. Like, some coaches don't even reach out until the week later. Like, you should always, like Amelia said, always be confident in yourself.
Yeah.
And your skill level.
You'll end up where you're supposed to end up, and I've seen this a lot. Like, with a lot of girls this year, like, I know a couple of girls that were, I'm set, I'm going here, like, I'm going to go here. And then they just get surprised by this other school, and they're like, whoa, like, and then they end up going there. So, you kind of end up where you don't think you're going to end up half the time.
But I agree. Everything works out for a reason, and in the right way, in your best interest.
Y'all have any questions for me, anything?
How's basketball going?
Going all right now.
Do you guys have a tournament this weekend?
Yeah. We have King of the Bluegrass. That starts on Thursday for us.
Okay.
Thursday through Sunday. Then we have another tournament in Lexington.
So I heard you guys, there's a chance y'all can play St. X.
If we make it to the final, we're on different, they put us on different sides of the bracket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So if we both make it to the finals, that's the only way we could play.
Okay.
But there is a chance, yeah.
I've seen a lot of videos of St. X. You know, they've got this one freshman that can apparently dunk. How are you feeling about that game?
They're good. I'm not going to bullshit. They're a good team because Coach Klein's been building this specific group for 2-3 years almost. Like, Hanky, Graham, Chance, all those guys. Mm-hmm. This team's been building. Like, I knew they were going to be really good coming into this year. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest thing for them is when they hit adversity, how are they going to respond to that? Mm-hmm. Because we beat them they beat us that first time last year. We beat them the second time. I heard some stories about some things that were happening over there after that game.
Yeah.
So, right now, they look really good. Mm-hmm. And the freshman, obviously really athletic.
Yeah, he's all over my TikTok. Yeah,
he's really athletic. But it's going to be a good game, though. I mean, I think we'll be ready for him. Like, obviously, we're not... It's still 5 games into the season. Like, mm-hmm, we have a lot of time before that game, too.
I guess my advice to you guys, like, expect the worst. Like, you never know what's coming out of those games.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, in rivalry games, like, even my sophomore year, we had such a better team than them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Always expect those games to be close, even when the skill level might... Because in a rivalry game, like, when...
And nothing else matters.
I mean, I probably shouldn't say this, but no offense to Assumption, but pen and paper, if you look at Assumption Fieldhouse players versus Sacred Heart...
Probably more talent.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, Assumption is a really talented team when everyone is brought together.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it showed this year, and they played great. They had a great season. But, yeah, those rivalry games are just...
It's just something different, but it's also so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss those games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really upset when we didn't get the game at Cardinal Stadium for football this year.
That was sad.
I know, that was sad.
Yeah.
Because of the hurricane?
It was hurricane rain.
So, were you surprised on the outcome for football this year?
So, you all had your missing your coach for your Pittsburgh tournament.
Uh-huh.
Our defensive coordinator was actually out that game because he had to go to a wedding for his brother.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say I was surprised because our offense had been stuttering to that point. They weren't looking too hot.
But, I mean, you guys won. But were you surprised on, like, I feel like you guys were always good. But were you surprised on, like, other teams, like, St. X losing earlier and Manuel? I feel like Mail also got kicked out pretty early.
I mean, Mail from the jump, it was going to be an interesting season because they didn't really have a quarterback. And that's the thing. Is like everyone's going to say, oh, Trinity has such an easy road to state. It's not our fault. These teams are falling out of the playoffs in the second round. It's like, but I've heard some things about St. X, especially like from that game against Ryle, but like they had some coaching problems at halftime when they were down. Because they have an NFL offensive coordinator who does their play calling. Well, I don't know how much play calling he actually did in the second half. But, and then, I was surprised Manuel lost. That was probably one of the...
I would have to say I was surprised.
Because that Great Crossing team was not too good coming into the playoffs. And Manuel, I think, was up 21-7 in the fourth quarter.
Gosh.
And they lost that game.
Yeah. Tournament games, playoffs.
It doesn't matter.
I mean anything can happen in the playoffs.
I mean, we... Yeah, no. It's not matter.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. I'm Amelia Ostos.
I'm Tatum Boner.
Thank you for listening.